Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you, sir. As regards the specific comments on the introduction and the section under principles and actions, we have the following comments on paragraph 4. While we are clear that the Lausanne Action Plan is a political document which will help guide states to ensure compliance with their obligations, we do not believe it's necessary to specify that this doesn't have a normative nature. So we would delete that because this would seem to limit the importance of the document. As regards action 2, we believe it's important that in this action we highlight the implementation of national strategies and plans, but also the need to update them when relevant. Therefore, we would suggest that at the end of the action we add the following sentence and update them as necessary. This would tie in with what is established under action 3. On action 4, like in other references throughout the text, we believe that when there's reference to vulnerabilities, this should be replaced by situations of vulnerability, because that makes it clear that these aren't innate conditions related to gender, but rather political, economic or social situations which are specific and perhaps temporary. We can also include persons with disabilities here as a group which the needs of which need to be included. Similarly, under the second and indicative action 4, we believe that not only do we need to record the number of women making up delegations, as well as the balanced gender representation in the convention's machinery, both in terms of the ISU and the coordination committee. Under action 7, my delegation believes that as drafted, more than being a cross-cutting issue, it's an issue for mine clearance. It could be drafted more broadly in terms of drafting work plans and strategies and information management systems regarding the different obligations under the convention. Thank you.